Pepper Young's family. Pepper Young's family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment after this message. There's a great hustle and bustle around the Young house this morning. When Sam left to show Mr. Brewster the Coronet Lake property, Mary Young was too excited over the outcome of the pending deal to sit still. Because if Mr. Young sells the property, they'll be able to make a down payment on the Union Street house and keep it off the open market. And so, to work off her excess energy, Mrs. Young has plunged into a wholesale house cleaning when she hears...
Mary! Where are you?
I'm right here, dear. I've taken all the curtains down and was about to wash them.
Well, Mary, come on in the living room, will you? I want to talk to you.
Sam, I can tell it's good news by your voice. I can just...
No, it isn't good news, but then again, it isn't bad news.
Huh?
That's something, isn't it, Mary?
Sam, do you mean they haven't decided yet?
Well, I think a couple of them have, and they like the property, and they've got a group back of them.
Well, then what's wrong? If they like it so much and they want to buy it, why don't they do it?
Well, you see, one of them's holding out. He wants to see some other spots that they've got in mind before they settle on this one.
Oh, nobody could find a lovelier place than Coronet Lake. And if they want it for a summer resort, it's just... Sam? What do they want it for?
Sit down, Mary, and take this calmly now.
Why?
Because, well, I know you're going to be excited about it.
Oh, Sam, what is it?
Now, just a minute. It's this.
What?
They're going to put up some sort of a home or group of cottages for retarded children.
For retarded children?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Sam, you mean little children?
Yes, yes. Yes, honey, I think that's just what they mean. Children of all sizes. All of them to be housed in cottages with a house mother.
Oh, Sam, do you suppose they'd let me help? Do you suppose they'd let me go up there and look after them?
Oh, I'd bet they'd stand on their ear for a chance to get you up there. I told Brewster you'd say just that.
Oh, but Sam, it's so wonderful. Oh, it's the loveliest idea I ever heard of. Now, why haven't I thought of something like that?
Well, simply because it's a matter of capital, Mary. You know, like everything else, it takes money. It takes a lot of money to feed them and look after them and build a place.
Oh,
and...
Sam, they've got the Coronet House. They don't have to build anything.
Oh, now, Mary, you bet they have to build.
Why?
Why, well, that old ramshackle barn wouldn't do at all. I think they'll be able to use those tourist cottages, though, as little cottages for the children. You know the one that was in the tourist camp I built last year? And I also know that there's a lot of lumber there that Hal Beeman could use to build other cottages for them.
Sam, what a lovely idea. How perfectly wonderful. And you mean they'd pay you for the lumber?
Why, you bet they'd pay me for the lumber. And they'd pay Hal for the work. And, Mary, I can't think of a better way to house a group of children than those little cottages, exactly like the ones we had for the camp.
Why, it's just made to order. It's perfect. Well, what do they think of the property? Aren't they crazy about it?
Well, now, I really think they are, Mary. I think they're enthusiastic. At least as enthusiastic as three pretty cagey gentlemen from New York could be about something that looks almost too good to be true.
Oh, Sam, when are the children coming? How soon?
Well, now, Mary, nothing's going to happen overnight, you know. Now, they've got to decide on the property first. And they've got to pay for it.
Yes.
And then they've got to tear down the old Coronet house. And that's going to be quite a job. And then after that, we've got to move the lumber over and get Hal to work.
I know, dear, but the children, when will they be here?
Honestly, Mary, can't you think of anything besides the confounded kids?
No, I don't believe I can. And Sam, all of the women in Elmwood would like to help look after them.
Yes, I guess that would sort of tickle the women around here, wouldn't it?
Oh, they'd love it. Oh, I wish it were going to happen tomorrow.
Well, as a matter of fact, Mary, I think it'll take a little longer than you anticipate. Even if everything goes through on time, even if they acquire the property and take down the Coronet House, Mary, I think there's still a lot of money to be raised.
Money to be raised?
Yes.
Well, then we'll raise some of it here in Elmwood. Everybody would subscribe to that idea. Well, there isn't a person I can think of who wouldn't gladly give to such a cause. Why, I'd go around and beg people to give money for a home like that. Well, wouldn't you, Sam?
Well, I suppose I would, Mary. It appealed to me, too. I thought it was a fine idea. And not only that, but Mary, do you realize what it means?
What, Sam?
Well, you can't think past the babies, but I can think that if they buy the tourist camps from me and they take over this property, that'll mean, Mary, that I can make a down payment on this house.
Sam.
Yes. Why, honey, it's just too good to be true. I'm still holding my breath. I still can't believe it's happened.
Oh, Sam.
I still don't believe that anything as wonderful could have just fallen into our laps like this. Just because Peggy and I happened to go over to Oak Park the other day and sit there and have a stranger come up and ask us if we had a piece of property on Coronet Lake. We'll be back with the Youngs in a moment after this message.
Oh, Sam. Sam, think of making things for those children. Sweaters and smocks and dresses.
Oh, Mary.
Oh, it's just the nicest idea I ever heard of. And it never occurred to me it could possibly be done. I mean, that we could have these little children here to look after. Sam, do you know what I wish?
What, honey?
I wish they'd make me sort of an honorary matron in the place. I wish they'd allow me to be in charge of them. To be sure they had the right kind of nurses to look after them and the right kind of care. Oh, I wish they'd give me a job. I wouldn't want any money for it. I just want to be sure that the children were looked after properly.
Mary, I don't see why that wouldn't be exactly the sort of thing they need most of all. Someone who wants to offer their services.
And they're going to take the property, Sam? You sure?
Well, of course I'm not, darling. Well, honey, I just got through telling you that I'm not sure of anything yet.
Oh.
Well, there are two of them who liked it. And one who wasn't certain of it. He's the one who wants to look at other properties.
But they mustn't do that. They mustn't look anywhere else but Elwood. They must come here. Oh, it would be the most perfect place for them.
Well, now, honey, please don't count on it too much. I was almost afraid to tell you.
All right, Sam, but I know Peggy and Linda and Edie and all the rest will be just dying to help. And perhaps we could arrange to take the children into our homes certain nights. You know, for dinner. Bring them down to stay with us so they'll know what it's like to live in a home with people like us instead of just always being up there with their guardians.
Mary, all right, all right. I can see the house full of children. I can see all that. But I just don't want you to count on it too much. Because, Mary, you know, it still has to go through a lot of red tape before we sign on the dotted line. Before they acquire the property.
Well, it'll go through, Sam. I just know it will.
Well, sit still, honey. I'll open the door.
Well, Mr. Young, I hope you don't mind my turning up so soon.
Why, no, Mr. Brewster, I certainly don't. Come in.
Thank you. We left a few minutes after you did. We'd seen about all we wanted to see.
Well, Mr. Brewster, please tell me that it's going through. Please tell me that you're going to take the property. I want so much to help you and the children Sam's been telling me about.
Mrs. Young, that's exactly what I've come to tell you.
You mean?
You mean you want the property?
Yes, Mr. Young. Mr. Wakefield and I have been able to talk Mr. Drake into it.
Well, wonderful, wonderful.
We told him no matter how far we looked, we'd never find another piece of property that suits us in every respect. Nor would we ever find a place where we can get the lumber we'll need and have the cottages built. As we could here.
Surely, sure.
You really are going to take Coronet Lake.
Mm-hmm.
You really are going to have a home there for these children.
Yes, Mrs. Young. And I hope you'll take an interest in it.
An interest in it? You know, I was just telling my husband. I'd give anything I had if you'd let me be a sort of honorary matron in the place. If you'd let me look after them myself to be sure they were well taken care of. You see, I know a lot about children, Mr. Brewster.
Mary, now, wait a minute, dear.
What?
Mr. Brewster, as I told you before, that's all you need to mention to Mrs. Young, and you'll have her running around in circles. I've never seen a woman so crazy about children.
The only trouble is, Mrs. Young, we still have to raise a certain amount of money before we can go ahead.
Well, how much do you have to raise, Mr. Brewster?
Well, I'd say we need another $25,000 before we can actually have the children here.
25,000.
That much? Oh,
that's quite a lot, isn't it?
Yes, yes, it is quite a lot.
Well, I don't know. Perhaps we could get the money here in Elmwood. As I was telling my husband, I'm sure everybody would subscribe. I know I'd be willing to go out and ask for subscriptions. Wouldn't you, Sam?
Why, I certainly would, Mary. Yes, I'd feel it was a privilege.
Well, now, you know, I may take you both up on that.
Anytime, Mr. Brewster. Anytime you want us to help in any way, just call on us.
Mary and Sam Young are beaming at each other like two delighted children. If this wonderful project goes through, and it must go through, what more could they ever ask? And now a message from our sponsor. Tomorrow, Mr. Young telephones Mr. Bradley and asks him to deliver an important message. Be sure to join us on Pepper Young's Family. John Scott speaking. Pepper Young's Family is a Modern Drama production.